Christ, be seeking that which is above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Be disposed in your mind to that which is above, not that on the earth. For you died, and your life is hid like an iceberg. Only it's worse than an iceberg, because hardly any of it is showing. Together with Christ in God. I got to say verse 4. I'm not going to get into that yet. Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zender, and welcome to Friday. Once again, I am in the studio with my good friend, Dennis Brown, and we're digging into the scriptures, speaking on many things, but mainly about how God hides himself and how it takes a renewed mind to see below the surface, beneath the way things are presented to humanity, and to see underneath it. A lot of people look at the baubles and the thrills and the lights of this world, and they think that that counts for anything. And yet the enlightened mind will see a despised person who was raised in Nazareth, which was the slums of the Holy Land, and will see in that despised man the Son of God. That takes anointed vision, Dennis. Not many people have it. It's a gift. If God doesn't give it to you, you're not going to get it.
No, God's in control. I have written before and stated that it's God's hand that's on the dial that regulates our revelation. God's hand's on the dial. We think our hand is turning up the temperature, and our Bible study, our devotions, this is what's getting me closer to God. No. God is a self-revealing God. His hand is on the dial, and he's turning it ever so slowly as he determines that you're going to grow. And if it's not your time to grow, Martin, I've been trying to connect with you for 3 years. Yeah. I sent you a text 3 years ago when I was homeless. And I had connected with you on YouTube, on your stuff. God had revealed to me that he was going to save everybody. My girlfriend at the time said, Dennis, you can't talk about this. People already think you've lost your mind. And I did lose my mind, my Adamic mind. Yeah. And started the process of entering into the Christ mind. She's like, you can't talk about this, but I found you on the internet. And I was like, I got to meet this guy. I got to talk to this guy. And you were in Pittsburgh at the time. And I was living in Fredericton, and I had just lost the condo that I was in through terrible circumstances. My daughter and I were out on the street. And I sent you a text, and I'm like, I think it was quite erratic, wasn't it? You're like, dude,
yeah.
What is going on?
What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah. And I began the process of connecting with you, and I've been trying to meet you for a long time. And God is just like, no, it's not time. It's not time. Well, guess what time it is?
It's time for us to meet.
And it's look, his
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and look what's happened. You know, we've done this week worth of shows that people are digging and being blessed by.
And guys, I want to share something with you. I want to tell you something to encourage you. Those of you who are working a job that you're like, what am I doing in this? Listen, you're hidden. You're concealed. Those people that you're working with who are driving you crazy, love them. This is God's way. Just love them. Understand who you are. You have to believe this by faith, his faith. It's the faith of Christ that he gives you that allows you to operate in this. But if you're struggling, the morning that I woke up, which was yesterday, I woke up on Grand Manan Island. I had no idea, none whatsoever. I'd never met Martin. I had no idea that I would be sitting in this studio doing a week's worth of shows with Martin. But you know what? When God says, it's time, ain't nothing going to stop it.
Yeah, that's right. And
we've had a good time.
Yeah,
oh, baby.
Yeah, we have. It's been a blessing to both of us. And I second that for those of you who are struggling. This is not a permanent situation. I mean, as terrible as your trials are, and everybody's going through something right now, and I'm of the opinion that right before we're snatched away, taken into our celestial home, each of us are going to be going through some terrible trial, because God's all about contrast, and he's going to set up a remarkable contrast for each of us as we struggle and toil on this planet of futility. But going back to the verse I started with here in Colossians 3, you died. Our life has been hid together with Christ in God, verse 1 of Colossians 3. And whenever, here's the good news of that. Here's the good part of this that I didn't read. Verse 4, whenever Christ, our life, should be manifested, then you also shall be manifested together with him in glory.
Yes.
So there's coming an hour when Christ, our life, in whom our life is now hid, he's going to be manifested. This humiliation you're experiencing, this frustration, this veil of tears and of of vanity. It's going to give way to a revelation, to a manifestation. And when Christ is revealed, we're revealed at the same time. Why? Because we're members of his body. His manifestation is ours.
I like what you say in your book, The First Idiot in Heaven, which is a masterpiece, which is, it's going to become a classic, Martin. When I read that book, I had never met you. And I said to somebody that was nearby, man, you got to read this. But you know what? They didn't get it because God didn't give it to them. Mm. And I immediately was drawn to that. But I want to go back to this verse here because we need to tie this up this week because we're ending this week of shows. And we talked about the alienation that is present in our mind. This is our lens, our predisposition. This is who we are, guys. When we are in the alienated mind, our lens sees everything wrong. And so God has to renovate, he has to transform and renew our, he transforms us through the renewing of our mind. But I want to share something with you. In verse 21, I'm going to read that verse. And you who were once alienated and enemies in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
God's mind is not alienated. It's our mind. But look, go down to verse 22. He in the end of verse 21, he says, you've been reconciled. Now, reconciliation, what does the concordance say in that? Does it say conciliated or reconciled?
He now reconciles by the body of his flesh.
Reconciled means that the two sides have been brought together into one, right? It's an accounting term.
Conciliation would be one-sided.
Right.
Reconciliation would be two-sided.
Now, watch this. This is how powerful and how, guys, I want you to get this because this all ties in, and I hope you get this. I'm going to try to give it to you. Paul says the alienation occurs in our mind. Then he says, this has been reconciled. Now watch this. In the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in whose sight? Martin, look in the New King James. Look whose sight it is.
In his sight.
Is that a capital H?
It is a capital H.
That's God's sight. Now, we got to see this here. Whose mind is the highest mind?
That would be God's.
Okay, so there are days we wake up in the morning and we're like, there ain't no way after what I said to her the other night that I am blameless. And God's like, you are blameless.
You're walking in accord with your sight there, Dennis.
My sight is, I see you as perfect. I see you as holy. I see you reconciled in my own mind. Now, God looks upon the world right now, and this baffles the carnal mind. This baffles the religious systems. When you tell people God has reconciled the whole world, they're like, I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Which time we would say, yeah, we don't either.
No, we don't either, but we got to go on what God says.
We got to go by faith, not perception.
Yeah, and in God's sight, he sees it done.
That's
right. He sees it reconciled. He sees it in 1 Corinthians 15:28. God becomes what?
All in all.
All in all, baby. This is the way God sees it. Now, as we align our minds with him, as we align our consciousness with him, and that's a term from Hebrews chapter 9. We looked at it earlier in the week. That's not a New Age word. This is the way we need to see the world, and this is the way we need to operate. So when you go to your job and you're going through that stuff, and when you're going through financial troubles, you need to say, wait a minute. When you think you're failing, you're not. God's got you. God has got you exactly where he has you because he's this placer. He's the subjector. He's God. And you need to see things through his lens. And as we do that, we can rest. And if we ever get to do some more shows, Martin, we're going to talk about how Jesus made people sit down and rest. And this is what people aren't doing in the religious systems. They're working, work. Well, I got to go out there and save people. Well, good old granddaddy God can't save them, so I got to save them.
Mm-hmm.
No. Jesus already take care of it, guys. You need to rest and let Jesus feed you. It's all good.
And God is always calling what is not as though it were. And that's a matter
powerful.
For faith, right? He said, you are now seated among the celestials. I've shared this with my readership before. I look around, I said, no, I'm in Winburn, Pennsylvania. If this is the celestials, I want a refund. No offense to anybody in Western Pennsylvania, but God calls what is not as though it were. And there's the exercise of faith right there to believe what God says of you. He wants you to make it so real to you that he speaks of it as though it's real. And I always go to Romans 6 there. Walk as if resurrected from among the dead. This as if.
Yeah.
Paul says Paul uses that term. I think I mentioned this way back on Monday. Paul uses that term realization and recognition more than any other writer. I wish I had a word comparison to you. I don't really know if the other circumcision writers use it at all. Why? Because a circumcision is a walk of sight. It's a walk where you see things happening. These things Paul is saying, this is what blew my mind and made me write that book, The First Idiot in Heaven. I saw Paul was saying things that were way out in left field. Seated among the celestials, now justified apart from law. The reason Paul brings realization and recognition.
I like into that word, realization.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah.
What's real?
It's
God's mind is real. God's
mind is real, and he calls it as though it's true, even though I look at it and I don't see it as true. But again, we mentioned this a couple days ago, that's where faith comes in. And faith is so huge in this evangel of invisible blessings, of blessings that are now unseen, but that are soon going to be as real as your hand in front of you.
Yeah, if you're in the carnal mind, what's real to you is what you can see and touch and taste. There's nothing wrong with the five senses, but
no,
that's what
right.
becomes real to you. But when you enter into the Christ mind, the substance of spirit, the spiritual Christ mind, is as real as my hand on this this table that this microphone is on.
Right.
But there's this illusion that's created with the five senses is created for us, and we can very easily become seduced by all the bright lights and all that stuff. But it's done, guys. You don't need to work for this. You need to rest and recline and relax, and you need to be realized that in his sight, you are blameless and above reproach. And I like what Paul says in 1 Timothy 4, verse 10. He says, listen, God is the Savior of all the world. I command and teach these things. But what's he say is going to happen when you teach this right here, this gospel? What's he say? He used the same word.
For this we suffer reviled and suffer reproach.
We suffer reproach. He uses that same term. And what does God say about what we're going to experience? Does he say we're going to experience reproach? There is no reproach. There's no reproach from him.
Not from him.
None.
And we get enough of that from our fellow human beings.
Oh, we got sure it at the counter the other day at the store, Martin, when we were buying butter.
We did. Buying butter, for the love of God. And we were reproached and reviled.
It was Land of Lakes.
Yeah, Land of Lakes. We shared the truth and we got reproached. This is terrible.
We are in the Land of Lakes.
Yes, we are. I love that 1 Timothy 2 also. I wanted to bring this up. Paul wants us to lead a mild and quiet life in all devoutness, for this is ideal and welcome in the sight of our Savior God, who wills that all humanity be saved and come into a realization of the truth. What truth? The truth that they're saved. You see, God is now conciliated to the world, but people are living like spiritual paupers because they don't realize that God is conciliated to the world. So we're bringing this information. That's all we're doing.
They don't believe that the blood is better than bulls and goats that we talked about in Hebrews. This is Jesus' blood, guys. It's on the mercy seat.
And they don't believe that the second Adam's greater than the first.
Like, if Jesus doesn't win Adam took everybody into death. If Jesus doesn't win the one more, then Adam would be God. Well, guess who's God? Guess who's God to this religious systems? Adam is.
Adam's
their God.
Yeah, Adam is their God.
Hence, eternal torment and free will doctrine.
Yeah.
Hello, institutional church.
So much for Christ being greater than Adam.
Quote, unquote, Martin Zender.
Did I say that?
You did.
That's brilliant, I must say.
That was the evil
now,
empire.
Well, I'm going to close this way. You know, 2 Corinthians 4, if our evangel is covered, I'm in verse 3 of 2 Corinthians 4. If our evangel, the evangel Dennis and I have been bringing you and that Paul brought us 2,000 years ago, if this evangel is covered, it is covered in those who are perishing, in whom the God of this eon, who is the adversary, Satan, blinds the apprehensions of the unbelieving. It's all about apprehensions. That's what we've been trying to tell you all week, that the evangel itself is covered. It's just as real as ever, folks. It's there.
Yeah.
The conciliation of God is active, and yet Satan has blinded people's apprehension of the truth, and he does it through religion, he does it through the flashy lights and the personalities of religion, and so that the illumination of the evangel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, does not irradiate them.
Man, if we could get into that, the New King James actually hits the nail on the head.
What does the New King James say?
It says, whose minds the God has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light, and I would like to term that enlightenment of the gospel, because you're in darkness if you don't have the gospel.
You're in darkness. That's all there is to it. Yeah.
the gospel of glory of Christ, who is the image of God. We talked about all this week. We talked about image, imagination, enlightenment, darkness to light. We talked about all this. And we could just keep going on and on. And
it's definitely encapsulated here, though, in 2 Corinthians 4. This is a battle of light versus darkness. This is a battle of apprehending versus being ignorant. This is a battle of Christ versus Satan. We know Christ ultimately wins in the end, but in the meantime, we're in a battle for the mind. We're in a battle to bring you an evangel of truth, and we want you to believe this truth.
God wins.
We want you to believe that. We want you to believe that God is now smiling on you and that all your efforts to please him are futile because he already could not be more pleased with you through the sacrifice of his son. Folks, let go of trying to spruce up your vessel, of trying to please a God who already could not be more pleased with you. Christ did it all on the cross. Through the death for sin, the entombment, and the resurrection of him, you have been made complete in him.
Wow.
Read the entire book of Colossians.
Man.
This you have never heard because you have been lied to by the religious systems. And if you're in the religious system, you're never going to hear this truth. You're going to be invited into a battle you are never meant to fight.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ fought this battle on your behalf 2,000 years ago, and he won. We're announcing to you not a struggle in the flesh. We are announcing to you a victory that the religious world doesn't realize, but that happened. It's as real right now as the hand in front of your face. We're not bringing you something new. We're bringing you something very old. It's been in this book for a long time. We're simply unveiling it and saying, do you believe this? Do you believe what God has already done on your behalf? I pray that you do. And I know, Dennis, you pray that they believe it as well. It's only by the grace of God that any of us can believe any of this.
The Lamb was slain before the disruption.
The Lamb was slain from before the disruption of the world. Thanks, folks, for listening to us. Jesus Christ said, "It is finished." We have the audacity to believe.